Hello, United Podcast Experience listeners. Welcome back to an episode of the United Podcast Experience. Tonight we have JTC Beats. He's from Minneapolis, Minnesota. He makes beats. He's got a little bit of everything going on. But that's enough for me.
Yes,
I'm going to let JTC introduce himself.
How y'all doing, man? JTC Beats, man. Producer from Minneapolis. Been making beats for like 10 years now. An engineer, everything like that. I got a lot of stuff coming in 2020.
What's up, brother? So tell me, tell me what you got started in the music game. How'd you get started in the producing and music game?
I started playing the drums when I was like 11 years old, and a couple of years later, like I wanted to be in like a rock band. I didn't like rock music as much as I liked hip hop, so I just like started making beats using what I learned from the drums.
Nice, brother. What's the most fascinating thing about the drums, you would say?
Say that one more time.
What's the most fascinating things you've learned by playing drums?
Just like, I don't know, like you set the rhythm of a track with the drums. Like you could do whatever you, like, you know what I'm saying? The drums is truthfully what makes the track.
Gotcha. So it's more of that rhythm and beat and more freestyle creativity.
Yeah.
Nice. So producing, give me a little backside for those who don't really know what producing is or what it takes to be a producer. What does it really take to be a producer, you would say, the biggest advice?
The biggest advice would be, like, maintaining relationships with, like, artists and stuff like that because, like, it's not just about, like, making beats and sending them to an artist. Like I go out and I, like, place records, like, with people, like, and, like, meet artists and like have them come to my studio and like we make like 5 or 6 records versus us just sending a beat, you know, pick it up from scratch. It's just like vibes.
Collaboration, would you say?
Collaboration mixed with like a producer is like who's truthfully organizing the song. Like I'll make a beat and then I'll be like, oh, I think this person would sound good on it. And then like, if I know the person or can get a hold of the person, I'll hit them up and be like, let's work on this together. I got a beat for you.
Right.
And sometimes they hit you back. Sometimes they don't.
Yeah. So it's all really perspective and what they're really feeling at the time and the vibe. I got
exactly. You. Yeah.
So when you make these collaborative beats and you make these collaborations, what would you say is the most important thing you learn from the other side, the other person who does it? Is there anything that you learn from they learn? Like what's your mentality as far as being open minded?
Like they just have to be as comfortable as possible. Like I want to bring the best out in them.
Gotcha.
Like yeah, just make a record and I want to try to make the best record that I've heard them ever make before, but like while giving it my flavor.
Right, because you're a producer. So what kind of tools do you use? What software or anything that you use to get the job done?
I started in Fruity Loops FL for like 5 or 6 years. And then I bought a Mac and I went over to Logic for like a year, but I didn't really like the way it sounded as much. So I got Ableton and I've been on Ableton since. But I use Pro Tools for mixing. I'm familiar with everything.
Gosh, it's more of a collaborative mix of tools too. It's nice.
Yeah.
What's the hardest part of producing, in your opinion?
Just, like, being original, like, I think, like, just coming up with something that, like, has never been done before. It's hard, but, like, it takes a lot of time and practice and just work.
Gotcha, yeah, just dedication and the grind.
Yeah, it's hard.
When you say hard, is there anything specific in your routine that you try to, like, make it less difficult? Is there anything in routine you do? Like, what's your routine?
I made a reminder on my phone that tells me every single day to make a beat.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made a beat every single day since I've set that reminder on. And so, like, no matter what, I'm automatically making, like, 365 beats a year, no matter what. But I probably make, like, 5 or 6 a day, so.
Wow. Out of those 5 or 6 a day, which one do you feel is the most in tune and most one you can vibe with, or do you feel it's a mix each day because of the fact you make
it? It definitely mixes each day because sometimes, like, there's usually, I'd say there's, like, out of every cook-up session I do, there's, like, one standout beat that's, like, you know that this one's better than all the rest of them, but it's not necessarily saying in the end the other ones aren't good. It's just like that one is like, oh man, I could tell.
Right, you have usually sometimes just click with one or two because it just vibes with it, or the other form that you may not click with that you can still come back to, is what I'm hearing, because of the fact
yeah,
that...
Yeah, like sometimes I'll, like, if I'm not feeling it as much right then and there, like I'll just like start on something new and then like, because you never know, maybe in 3 weeks I'll come back and open it back up and I'm feeling it completely different than I was when I was making it.
Right, it's all perspective.
Yeah, it's all the vibe too, like depending on where I am, like if I'm in LA or something and I'm listening to different beats, you know what I mean? It's like I'm going to probably like different beats in LA than I am in Minnesota.
Right. Would you say atmosphere and location matter in a sense for any producer, or is it just yourself specifically?
I personally, me, that's like what I do to like get out of like creative blocks is traveling. Just always just go try to experience some new stuff, just go get in some new vibes, work with some new people, like collab with new producers, just, you know, just do something new.
Interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting how you just have the locations and sometimes you just click on one of those locations, like you said, LA. Speaking of LA, what have you been doing out in LA?
I've been going out to LA for a few years now. Like I try to go out like once every month for like a week or something, but I go out there, I work a lot. I've done a lot of sessions with some people out there. Some of the names I can't disclose, but.
Right. No, that's good. It's good. You get the grind out there, you work it out, and I'm sure you're learning new things every time
you
collaborate.
Yeah, I'm learning. It's networking. It's like, it's a lot of networking. I'm getting my name out in LA, and on top of that, I'm also getting like placements and working with some of the artists that I want to work with and producers I want to work with and such.
Interesting. So what's the LA music scene like compared to your hometown in Minneapolis?
So like completely opposite.
Hmm.
It's just like we don't really have any like outlets or anything to like make it big. Like, we don't have it. Like we haven't had like a standout artist since like, well, now we kind of have Lizzo, but since before Lizzo, we didn't have anybody since Prince.
Interesting. So you have to, it's almost like you have to make a name for yourself, and because you don't have that brand name, it's almost becoming an uphill battle.
Yeah, we don't
battle.
Have any major labels here. We don't have any major production companies. Like, you know, we don't have anything like that. We have venues, concert venues, and promoters, and that's like, we're a city of live performing.
Interesting. Would you ever consider a move out to LA?
Trying to by the end of the year.
Interesting. There you go. What is one thing that LA has that you feel like you can bring, let's say before you leave Minnesota, what is one thing LA has that you feel like you can bring to Minnesota? Is it support? Is it the...
It's just like...
Overall,
one thing that, like, for me as a producer in LA, I have to kind of just like be around everything going on. Like, I need to be in these people's faces. I need to be in the studio with these artists. Like, in LA, like, yeah, we don't have anybody that's like, all we have here is like local rappers and a couple like people that got signed versus like, I could be in L.A. working directly with label budgets.
Interesting. You have to – it's almost like you have to find your unique alternative path and make your work really stand out and get in people's faces. Because that's the only way it's going to work nowadays, especially
it is.
In certain markets.
And
yeah.
Then on top of that, just being active on social media and trying to
right.
like find little outlets like this just to get your name out here extra, like,
there you go.
Yeah.
So I was just going to say, like, how do you use social media? Other than the posts that you do, what's your main strategy on social for producing and networking?
Say that again one time.
What's your main strategy on social as far as how you get your stuff out there? Do you have any fancy graphics, or what do you do to get your posts out there?
I try to just like be consistent, like post, be like use good content. Like, it has to be good quality content. It can't be like just like anything, like nobody wants to see a terrible quality selfie in 2019. Like we have iPhone 11s that 4K cameras, like, you know, like, so like you got to have professional quality pictures, professional quality videos, be posting consistently, and then just not be boring on top of it.
Right.
Be an interesting person.
Right, I was just going to say, would you say the producer and music scene is really becoming a more personality-driven industry?
It's weird. Like, I'm a super introverted person growing up, and I was always just like, I still prefer, like, I don't like going to the club, and I don't like doing any of that stuff really. Like, I like being in the studio. So, like, but, like, being in the industry and trying to get my name out here, like, being local has, like, it, like, forces you, like, out of your shell. Like, you have to get out there. You have to network. You have to, you can't be an introvert in this music industry. Otherwise, you aren't going to be, like, on the next level.
Yeah, you make a very good point. I think even being an ambivert, which is like a mixture of introvert and extrovert, can work, because there's times where you probably have to stay introverted, right? You got to hide your songs and whatnot before release. But you're right, at the same time, if you can't, you know, get out there and express your name and make a name for yourself,
people want to see it like it's a vlog, like
right?
Your life.
Yeah, documentation, right? Would you say documentation? Do you document some of your stuff in the studio while you have a chance?
I've recently just started, like, my own vlog series where I'm trying to document a bunch of, like, different cook-up sessions and stuff like that. But I usually – most of the things that I've documented have been, like, me, like, DJing at shows of, like, a group that I produce for and, like, I'm a part of.
There you go. What is that group, by the way?
We go by the Modern Day Hippies. Our social is at official MDHMN, all platforms. We got music out everywhere.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. Would you say you learned anything specific you learned at your time and while you're continuing that modern day hippie
thing? Like, I've learned just like how like a team like is so essential in this industry too. Like, you have to have everybody. Like, I would say, like, it doesn't necessarily even matter how many people you have part of your team. It's more of how many jobs do they have, and, like, can each person have their own job, and all they have to do is just do their job to the fullest. If everybody's doing their job, things are going how they need to be.
I like that, man. I like that a lot. You put your head on your shoulders there. You got to always make sure you know, put your foot first and continue to strive and find the strive for the best. So now let's get a little bit to what you told me in the pre-call. You got a lot going on. So tell me a little bit about stuff you got going on. I'll see how I can dissect this.
Okay. Well, I'm working right now. We're talking about some deals. There's a couple deals on the table.
Mm-hmm.
There is, I just got, like, my first, like, 3 placements in the last 2 months, like, major placements. My artists that I'm working with are starting to get some national recognition. Just a lot of, like, yeah, things are just going in my favor as of now.
Gotcha. So you're making some small to big moves in a sense because of the fact that you had these. Would you say momentum is starting to build up because of the fact you start getting these deals?
You said what?
You feel you're starting to get more momentum with these kind of big moves being happening?
Yeah, it's kind of life changing. Like, it's weird because I look at my social and I'm seeing like celebrities look at my stuff every day. I'm seeing like people I looked up to kind of like checking in on my stuff. I've met people that I never would have thought I would meet. I've worked with people I never would have thought I would meet.
Wow.
Crazy. I think the most cool experience I've done in the last year, though, I was at Molly Mall's house for like 2 days.
Wow. And who is Molly Mall? Is that a rapper?
He's a producer. He used to produce for Biggie.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people, but like he still produces. He's got like a pretty nice studio in his like mansion, and that's where like Bad and Bougie was recorded. Pretty much that whole Culture album was done there.
Well, what would you say is the biggest lesson you took away from that visit?
From that?
Yeah.
Just like, it was like goals. Like, it was the biggest house I've ever seen in my life. It was like, everybody there that was there for a reason. I met a bunch of people, and it's just, yeah, it worked out. It just, I took a lot from it. Like, it was like, it kind of like opened my eyes. Like, yeah, I could hop in on any situation and, you know, conquer.
Yeah, it gives you the, I guess it gives you not only inspiration to keep going, but it also gives you that momentum that anything's possible when you see those big things that you can strive for too, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
No, that's great, man. That's great. So when you're getting all these celebrity views and you're getting all these mega accounts coming your way, do you take advantage of that? Do you reach out to them afterwards?
Sometimes I try. I'll send them a DM sometimes, like it's work. Sometimes they hit me back. Sometimes I don't. But usually how I've had the most luck with like building relationships is like my artists that I work with. If they like, for example, like open up on a show for somebody comes, like one of the artists comes to Minnesota and they got a show and my artist opens for him, I'll, you know, at some given point in the night, I'm going to probably walk up to the person and be like, I have a studio. And if they're about it, they come. My career, everybody that's came through has dropped some records.
Right, right. It's always good to make that first touch base connection. You never know what I can
mm-hmm.
do.
You just got to not be scared. Just who cares if they say no? Like, just walk up and ask. Just what's the worst thing that can happen? I'm saying no.
That was actually my next point. What's the modern day musician and producer like when it comes to saying no? Do you feel fear is becoming a more of a factor, and it's just something you have to learn, or do you feel that the fear is going to go away in a couple of years as people start to get smarter?
Like, I just know for me personally, like, you know, I still get anxiety and like nervous around certain situations, and like I'm not a super talker. Like, I don't talk to a lot of people. I have select few friends, like a, you know, small circle, but like I know, like, this is what I've been dreaming to do since I was a kid. So, like, screw the fear. This is what I've been waiting for. I can't let that get in the way.
Right. I think it's important that you just keep your head down, keep moving forward, and have no fear, right? I think it's the only
thing. Just keep working. That's the best thing I can do. It's like, as long as you're working, doing what you need to be doing, things are going to just fall into place.
That's a beautiful way to sum it up at the end of the day, right? Just sometimes let the universe work for you. You get the
exactly.
work, it'll pay you back.
And then you have leverage on top of that, too. When they come find you, you have leverage.
And there you go. Then you can really start using their advantage. Then you start, you know, not playing, but you give them incentives in a sense, and they will come back.
Exactly.
You make a great point, man. I think it's like you said, right? Being that personality, right? I think a lot of people struggle with that because they fear, well, it's just a personality. What could it possibly be? But in reality, if you have that personality, people will always start coming back because you provide something that makes their spark, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. People, some people, like, I have a couple of friends and stuff like that, like, they have really good, like, pictures, they have really good content and stuff like that, but I'll go through their pages and stuff like that, and I don't hear them talking to their fans one time, I don't hear their voice, I only hear their music. Some people just take it too seriously, they only post their music, like, and it just makes you look like your life is boring. And you want your fans to almost be like, oh, he's kind of just a regular guy. He's just like me.
Right. Certain people are not going to vibe with certain people if it's too much or if it's too little, or they feel like, well, what's the point of doing this? You know, so it's always important to find a balance, for sure.
Exactly. People want to feel like they're part of your life. And you have
mm-hmm.
to kind of, like, you can't be secretive and introverted. You have to show them your life.
Yeah, I think it's a good point, right? We talked about documentation and that vlog style. People crave that real common person feel. They don't want exuberance to the point of like it's arrogance. They want that common man feel, and it gives them leverage too. And the more you do that, the more you can put on display. It's almost like would you say social media and producing media is almost like two separate shows, right? You have the producing media where you're producing, getting vibes, and social media you have that personality.
Yeah, they're very different. Like it's for producers, yeah, it's very different. It's like at the same time, like I'm a video creator and stuff like that too. So like most of the content that is on my page, I edit, I come up with, you know what I'm saying? So it's like if you can have that good balance, things just like, you know, keep. It's just like I always forget. Like my biggest problem is like to remember that like the social media, you have to treat it like a full-time job now.
Right.
And it's like almost, the music is my full-time job. So it's like you have to really put in some work.
Right, to build the community you want. Would you say not only to build the community that you want of producers, but you can also build a community of people you want who are non-producers. Would you say you dedicate some hours during the week just for social?
I'd say like when I wake up in the morning before I like actually get out of bed, for like I'll lay in bed for like an hour, maybe 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
just on my phone, on my computer, just working on my social media stuff for the day or the next couple of days, or just planning stuff out. Sometimes I don't always have enough content to post, so what I got to do, call some photographers, do whatever, figure it out, find something to do.
Yeah, I think it's important that you raise your game, right? Especially with, as you said, the latter part. It's not only raising your game, but you also network with people, right? We talked about
mm-hmm.
that. Connecting with people, getting their story. Heck, even if it's a 10 to 15 minute conversation, it can still be the difference for sure.
Yes. Super.
So looking at just the fall scene, is there anything you got coming up as a beat that you're going to release for the upcoming fall season?
We are about to be releasing, with me and like the main artist I work with, we're going to be releasing a video very, very soon and single. His name is Tay Supreme. The single is called Takeoff. We put a lot of work into this video. It's very hard. The song's really hard. Like, we got a lot of people like ready for it right now. We're trying to, yeah, just make it as big as possible. But we're going to be releasing that probably in the next 3 weeks, maybe. Probably about 3 weeks.
There you go. What was the hardest part about making the video and the music, would you say?
Just, like, once again, just being original, trying to find something that nobody's done. And that's, like, it's a big problem, especially with the music, because, like, we had, like, an era, I would say, like the 2015, 2014, 2016 era, where it was, like, everything was kind of, like, budget quality.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was cool with it, because everything was budget quality. But now, you still have some budget quality videos, and then you have some movie, you know, really, really good videos, but the budgets were still, you know, similar. So it's like we put a bigger budget into this video than we put into any other video that we've ever done. We just thought out, planned it out more, just intricate, like just everything, like hired actors, like it just did what we needed to do. More than what we've done before, just to get it from on top from that budget video look almost. But like we had good videos, but like, you know what I mean. Take it to another level.
Right, when you're raising your game, you always have to factor many things, especially the fact that it's all about that networking, right? And that collaboration. You have to make sure the vibe is right and keeping that originality. I think it's important in today's industry where you don't get a copyright. That's
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Yeah, people want to see you develop too. Like, like your fans and stuff like that, they want to see you get better throughout time. Like I know, like for example, my artist Tay, he has been really, 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 really grinding for the last like 5 years in Minneapolis. Like he's done, I would say, everything you could possibly do in that city. Like literally, he opens for every artist damn near that comes through. He opens for, like, we do our own shows, sell them out. He's got, you know, three projects out, 15 videos out. So like, yeah, he's been grinding, and it's just now it's starting to like I said, me and him have just been staying down till we come up together. For like my advice for any producers, if anybody's listening to this, would be like latch on to an artist, find your one artist that you really, really have faith in, that you believe that you can make their sound better, latch on to them and work. Like we've been working, I work 12 to 14 hours a day in the studio for the last 5 years straight, about 6 or 7 days a week. And now I'm finally starting to get recognition for it in my 5th year working professionally.
Patience will pay off. Would you say patience nowadays is becoming less and less due to the fact that we have younger people trying to secure the bag more and trying to get those deals done faster?
It is exactly what it is because, and that's a social media problem. Like a lot of these like blogs and outlets, like some of them, like they push the agenda that like a deal is kind of what you're looking for. Like, oh, you're not going to make it unless you get a deal. Like, and that's not the case. I don't have a deal. I don't need a deal. Most producers don't need a deal. You're better off if you don't sign a deal as a producer, truthfully. Because then you own all your stuff.
Right, being independent label. Would you say being an independent label gives you more time flexibility too? You're not really working under someone's schedule, it's just your own.
It does. It's like you could take the easy route, you could take the hard route. You want to do your independent stuff, it's very, very, very hard. It's very time consuming. It's expensive. You're going to be struggling for a while, but you just have to stay down until you come up, and you will come up.
As you say, just stay patient in the grind. That's really it. Patience in the grind and a little hard work and elbow grease can get you further.
Because if you're doing what you need to do, how can, you know, you're doing what you need to do. You're getting better. You're learning. You're making more things. You're just doing what you need to do.
There's nothing wrong with that, right? It's that culture. Listen, you can get what you want early, but play the long-term game. Would you say music is becoming one thing on the contrary? I do feel. Or do you feel music is becoming more of a long-term game, knowing that the experienced artists realize that it does take 5, 7, 10 years to get that recognition?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, like, can you repeat the question one more time? Like, I just have to, like, think of a better way to answer it.
Yeah, that's no problem. I said, do you feel like the more experienced artists who are like 5, 7, 10 years in the game are starting to realize the experience and the long game matter more than any type of short-term deal?
Yeah, I'd say it depends on who you ask the question to, though. Like, if you ask a label executive, they're gonna probably tell you a different answer, but, you know, I just feel like deals aren't necessary. Like, you don't need one. You don't need one unless, like I said, you want them to come to you. If you're gonna get a deal, you don't want to be like searching for a deal. Those are like that's the problem with a lot of like the younger kids and stuff like that in our generation is that they're just like looking for anything they can. So they'll go sign a little $50,000 deal, 360 deal, and now they're screwed because they just signed a deal and they didn't even get pushed after they signed the deal and now they owe that money back with interest.
Yeah, it's really an interesting juxtaposition in a sense where you have people who are going to say, well, I don't need to be pushed, you know, I'm going to need to be pushed. It's really motivation. Would you say how much time do you spend on personal development, growth, and motivation per day, or even per week, to make sure you're ever evolving?
I'm fairly motivated person. I always have been. I'm like, like it takes patience, but it also takes like impatience, if that makes sense. Because like me, I'm the type of person where I'm very patient. Like I you know, I've been grinding for a while, but like if I want something, I'm not just gonna like sit around and wait for it to come to me. Like some, you know, I'm gonna go do everything I can to see if I can get it myself, and if it doesn't work, then I'm just gonna keep doing it and keep trying until it does work.
It's just that, it's that hustler mentality, for sure.
Exactly.
You said you got the label. Tell me a little about the label. Any major plans for the label for next year?
Next year I want to sign a few producers, and you know, anybody who needs beats, hit my production company.
There you go. What was the company again?
Right now I'm kind of like working on everything. Like I haven't thought of a good name for it yet, to be honest. My brand is Modern Day Hippies, but I might do something different for my production.
Gotcha. So you're still working projects, ever developing. Gotcha.
Yeah, just the production company is still in progress, but right now it's just me and the group,
This
and
you and
then
the group?
everybody else who I'm working with on top of that. But like my
Gotcha.
main priority is my group.
Gotcha. No, that's good. That's great, man. I think it's very noble that you're trying to help other people. Would you, how would you rate giving back in the industry right now? Is it hot? Is it starting to become a trend because of the fact that many people are realizing that it's great to take, but giving is more
Well, I just think
valuable?
like a lot of the thing too is like a lot of people are just like sick of getting burned. Like I know for a fact, like I know people who have been just burned by other people in the music industry. Like they put their time and effort into helping somebody get to somewhere, and as soon as they got a little bit bigger than them, they switched up, never gave back. Me. I'm not, I have, I by any means, I don't consider myself like that. I've made it by any means yet, but I'm still the type of person where like I'm giving back every day. Anybody who's like doesn't have as much money than me, like, and they need to eat, they need food, I'll buy my friends, like, you know, like I'll give out free beats to some people if I think that they're working hard, and just like a lot of stuff, it's about giving back. Like when we go out of town, sometimes we go buy cases of waters and go pass them out to the homeless people. Like,
You know,
because it's very important. It's like you can't just be selfish in this. Like you have to give back. Like for me, for example, like when I get into a position of a little bit more power, like I'm about to shed a lot of light to Minnesota, because we are the, in my opinion. I've been a lot of places, and music-wise, Minnesota is it. We have so many different sounds, so many different artists, so many different, just different. We're different.
it's like a family. It's a mix of different varieties, and it's hard to really pinpoint just one or
Yeah,
two.
because Minnesota's kind of like a mutt state, if that makes sense. Like we're just like a mix of like everything. Like we got all the seasons, we got all the different types of people, we got, you know, like everything's different here. It's just like we have influence from everything. We don't have like our own. Minnesota's not a very like original state, if that makes sense.
It's almost a hodgepodge of four or five different
Exactly. It's
types
like a
of.
hot spot for just everybody to come because it's a beautiful state.
Yeah, nature, right? Nature, I think, is big. Would you say nature and beats go hand in hand then, considering the fact that,
Sometimes,
yeah.
like as I know, like it, 'cause it gets really, 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 really cold here in the winter.
Right.
But like, so when it's winter time, I don't even really leave the studio. I drive home, go to sleep, drive, wake up, go right back to the studio, and I just lock in all winter pretty much.
Right, because it's like -20 degree wind chill, and it's, you know,
Yeah, you
zero
can't
degree.
really go do anything else. You don't even want to stand outside unless you got on. You know, you'll have two, three jackets on and you'll still be cold.
It's
So it's
brutal up
like,
there.
yeah, so I just lock in the winter. That's like, it's that's like one thing that's really great about this. Like, if you like want an excuse to just like work, you know what I mean? Like, you have nothing else to do in the winter here. It's freezing.
Just lock up, grind, and come back when the springtime blooms.
Yeah, but when it starts to get nice out again, that's when you start showing your face again.
There's your introverted mentality coming about. There you go. It works.
Yeah.
It works.
That's the thing about Minnesota, though. It kind of forces you to be an introvert. And that's why, like, I want to get somewhere else, move somewhere else for a little bit. I don't want to, like, you know, permanently reside in L.A., but for a year or two, maybe, you know?
A little experimental, a little
Yeah.
location. Why not?
Like,
Oh, yeah.
I want to live a bunch of different places. You know, I'm fairly young. I'm only 22 years old, so.
Wow, you're only 22 and you've been here. So you started when you were 12, is that right?
11.
Wow, 11 years in the game. That's God bless you, man. That's crazy. It's
like, yeah, and I've been, like, professionally kind of in the game since I was 18, like, working at a professional studio and, like, as an income.
That's great. And I guess I can ask you this question. We've interviewed a lot of artists, and they said they started 10, 11, 12, about your time with solos. So about 2009, 8, around that time. Would you say that's becoming the trend now? You start seeing more artists, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 years in the game, and they started off at, I don't know, 10, 11 years old?
Honestly, I haven't really seen that much of a trend. I would say it's like a select trend, if that makes sense. Like, there is people, but it's like the trend that I'm seeing is more of just people, like, kind of just jumping into it. Like, I see a lot of producers that come through my studio, for example, that with some of their art, like, you know, an artist will book a studio session and they'll bring their producer with, and the producer will be playing stuff, and he's like, oh, I've only been making beats for 3-4 months. You know what I'm saying? And, like, for me, it took a – I come from a part in Minnesota, like, where, like, I was the only person making hip-hop music in my town.
Huh.
That I knew of, at least.
What was that experience like, just being that only one, that outlier?
It was weird at first, but, like, I got a thick skin, so, like, you know, I got bullied a bunch in, like, middle school and shit like that for just, like, making beats. Literally, they're like, oh, why are you making beats? And I was like, I like the drums.
There you
but,
go.
Yeah, no, so, like, it definitely, like, gave you, like, it gave me, like, a thick skin. Like, I don't care about, I never have. You know, I've been getting picked on about my music since I was 13 years old. So, I've never cared about anybody's opinion on my music, good or bad. I do what I want to do. You know, I value people's, like, criticism and, like, opinion
right.
If they're actually giving me constructive criticism versus just, like, hating on me. But at the same time, like, you kind of need that hate.
To, would, like, you say the
like,
hate
for example,
humble?
Like, my boss, kind of, like, my big homie, he's, like,
yeah.
My biggest hater, but he's also, like, my biggest fan.
Huh.
You know, like, he pushes me harder than anybody else does. When it comes to the music, but he talks the most crap. Like, oh, that's horrible. Scratch it, start over. Like, every single day. Damn near any song I make, I get told it's trash until, like, and then I'll go back and fix what I think is trash and come back and, you know, I make him happy. Usually it's a good song.
That's just the way the cycle works. And I was just going to ask, do you feel like the haters motivate you more? The
Definitely,
silent haters?
Like, I wouldn't be anything without my haters, honestly. Like, it is what it is. Because, like, the haters, like, I have a lot of haters that just, like, sit and casually just, like, watch what I got going on. But they don't, you know what I mean? Like, they'll look at my Instagram post, like my posts, watch my stories and stuff like that, but they don't follow me. They don't like any. You know what I'm saying? They don't listen to my music. They don't support. For real. They're just lurking. You need those kind of people, though, because that gives, the haters are the ones that talk about you more than your fans.
Right. Right. I mean, at the end of the day, they're the only thing that really gets you going. I mean, of course, the supporters are supporters, but it gets to a point where, like, if you had those silent haters, like, all right, it's time to prove.
Yeah, the haters
wrong.
Kind of give you your buzz, I feel like.
It gives you the vibe. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to serve vibe, for sure. I was just going to ask one more thing before we kind of do wrap it up here, but what is the importance of mental health? I know it's important now in the producer of music game. Do you feel it's becoming more and more of a trend because of the way society works?
Yeah, I really do think mental health in the game is like very, it's a big serious issue right now, and always kind of has been, but, and that's just because there's a lot of different things. Like, some people can't take the hate. So
Right. Sometimes
if you're getting a hater every single day saying something in your ear, you're believing them. So that's not good. Like, some people I know, like, they turn to drugs. Some people just depressed all the time. And, you know, like, I just know, like, mental health for me, just like working is what changes it for me. But sometimes, you know, like, it does get to start to feel like a job and like repetitive and stuff like that. And like for me, for my mental health, traveling is like the biggest thing for me. Like if I go hop on a plane and go to Cali and go smoke a bunch of weed, go to a bunch of studio sessions, like I'm having a great time. How could I be depressed?
No, you're right. It really is just the way that the world's working. You know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
I feel like we've become such a society of vulnerability, yet sometimes just going out there, like you said, travel, experiencing the world on the other side gives you that motivation in itself, that inspiration to not get down and never get too high or too low, just right in the middle, even keel.
Yeah, it's definitely just like, I don't know, people just, you just have to like know how to deal with it in your own way, like, because it's different for everybody. And I have a lot of friends that have, you know, depression issues, anxiety issues, and stuff like that. And it's all about how you deal with it. Like, I know I don't ever feel depressed or have anxiety while I'm cooking up a beat. I don't think about anything else but the beat. So it's like, there's different things. Like, some people, like, sometimes I'll just go just take a day or two and just sit at home, play Xbox or something, or go hang out with my friends or a couple of my friends and just hang out and literally just do nothing and just hang out. Just because, like, you need that kind of, like, break. You need that, like, just society. You know what I mean? Because, like, this music industry almost seems like fantasy. It is, though, because everything's capped in it. But
it's like a utopia, right? It's like,
yeah, it's almost too good to be true, and that's because, like, a lot of the times it is. So it's like, dealing with that, you know, you got to just take breaks. Otherwise, it's going to feel like you're just, like, I don't want to, like, slave my whole life away into the music industry. I make music because I like making music. You know, I'm not trying to just work to make somebody else a bunch of money. That's why I didn't get a job. That's why I do the music as my career, like, so I can do my own thing. I can have the freedom to just live my life versus work my whole life.
Yeah, great point, man. I think it's important to find balance in life. It's great to, you know, hustle, grind, work on it, but if you're not having fun with your life,
you know,
I
get it, though. Like, it's like some people just don't get it. Like, I'm working so hard right now in my young years so that by the time I'm 30, I'll ever have to work again in my life. I can just literally enjoy the rest of my life.
Enjoy your life, have fun, do what you want.
Never have to stress about money.
It's going to be a trend, I think. You know, I think it's going to be a trend. I think people are going to start realizing that.
I hope so. That's kind of what our movement is. The modern day hippies, it's kind of like our movement. Like, that's our brand. Like, we promote, like, we're trying to promote peace, but, like, different than, you know, like, with protest and, like, it's more of, like, with, like, turn-up and, like, just vibes in general. Like for example, like, our live performances at our shows are, like, you know, craziest energy you've ever felt in your life. And I've been to a lot of shows, and, like, it's weird. But, like, it's a lot of energy. Everybody's having a great time. In every show that I've ever thrown, like, because I do promotions and stuff like that on the side, too, just to, you know, it's a hustler's mentality. You got to get some money. So But yeah, we've never had any issues, like no fights breaking out, no nothing like that ever at any of our shows that we've thrown, because we're just promoting, like, we just want you guys to come out, have a good night, enjoy yourselves, come turn wild out, do what you got to do, go home and live your life again.
Be satisfied and happy, yeah.
Exactly. So, like, we want, everybody to just, like, just live their life to the fullest. Like, who cares if you're broke for a couple of days? Like, go do something fun. Go do something that you never thought you would be able to do in your life. Like, growing up, I always wanted to go to California, and now I go every month.
There you go. Make it a reality. Don't wait for the next moment. Any moment can strike you. It can
Exactly.
happen.
You have to put yourself in positions of power. Like, you're not, it's never gonna just like come to you. Like, you have to keep working. Every time I'm at home, like in my city, all I do is work. Anytime I'm out of town, I'm trying to work. That's the difference between some people, you know what I mean? Like, even if I'm on vacation, who's got a studio open right now? Let's go in there for 4 hours even. Go cook up and make a couple songs.
That's
Just because
it.
that vibe's always different.
Well, you said at the beginning, just different places have different moods, and different places create different vibes. It really is true, man. You make a great point. It's just certain people are going to start realizing things, and sometimes it takes any moment to find inspiration. So do it now. Why start tomorrow when today is the only option? You never know what tomorrow is going to bring, for sure.
Exactly. You never know if even you're going to make it till tomorrow.
Exactly, brother. I think that's a
So you
great way
gotta.
to. Yeah, can you?
I was going to say, you just gotta live in the moment, because, yeah, you never know what. Like, literally, just every moment, just try to make the best out of every situation.
Bro.
Even if it's a bad situation, just do what you can to make the best of it, because if you can make the best out of every situation, you're going to be successful.
Pretty much, it's just that mentality, mindset over anything else.
Exactly.
So we're getting close to the end. We're just gonna wrap this up. What are your future plans? So let's say not only the rest of the end of this year, but for 2020 and beyond, do you feel?
Right, for the rest, yeah, I mean, like I said, my future plans, I have some placements this year. About to be trying to move out to Cali for the next, like, pretty much for the whole 2020, if I can. And, just meeting new artists in different markets. Like, I want to keep working just as hard as I've been, but with other artists from other cities and other states, and just keep traveling and just start my label, start signing people. Yeah, I'm trying to make 6, 7 figures this year.
There you go. There you go. Get the bread and start your goal, right? Of getting that done before 30. Work hard
Yeah,
in
I
all your years.
appreciate it.
No, that's great,
Appreciate
brother.
it.
We're gonna end the show right now, but you want to just tag your links so people can find and say your links.
Yeah, mine is all, it's the same on all platforms. It's at JPC Beats with an S.
Perfect, my
On
man.
all
Thank you.
platforms, everything.
Yeah, Spotify, all the whole nine yards. I say thank you to JTC Beats for coming on the show. Appreciate taking his time out of his day. It's been a pleasure. And as always, we had a podcast experience. Listeners, appreciate you guys listening as well. My man, it's been a pleasure. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Yo, thank you for listening to the podcast. As always, we hope this episode was valuable. And for more awesome stories, please subscribe. If you have someone else in mind that should hear these episodes too, go ahead and share it. We dare you. Follow us on Instagram at The United Promotion. And for everything else, including show notes and more info on how to become a guest on our podcast, visit linktr.ee/theup. Have a great day.